Well, I am so happy that we are able to talk to Jason this morning. But Jason, first things first, how about them 1976 Indiana Hurry and Hoosiers, still the only undefeated team ever?
That's what we like to see. That's right. I was rooting hard for Baylor last night.
I know you are. Boy, both those teams had such a great season.
They did. You know, it was, you know, not having your own team in there, being able to watch that Gonzaga-UCLA game, that's probably one of the best games I've saw in a long time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Tournament. So, yeah, that was – and Gonzaga, obviously, I think UCLA gave them such a hard game Saturday night. They just had a really tough time last night with Baylor's size and things like that. But, definitely Baylor. But Baylor is very talented as well. So, it was
you know,
I'd like to have seen a better game.
Yeah, right. You know, if Baylor didn't have COVID late in the regular season, they may have been undefeated too.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I didn't realize Scott Drew, he made that little
prediction
talk there he had, but that was like in 2003.
Right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that awesome?
But he turned the program around.
Yeah, he takes over a program that had two kids on him. One got killed by one of his teammates over an alleged drug deal, and then the head coach at the time, Dave Bliss, put out the fact that the guy that got killed, make sure that he was a drug dealer.
And, oh, my gosh.
It's a long story.
Wow.
And very common. The NCAA dropped the hammer on him about 3 years after that. No non-conference games. Kind of like this year.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was kind of cool to see his dad and his brother in the stands last night.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, Homer is a good guy, and so is Bryce. I mean, yeah, those two, that's a good family.
And last year we had March Sadness because we couldn't watch any college basketball, right? So it was great to see the NCAA tournament.
I didn't complain, even though my Hoosiers weren't in there.
I know.
Because there was basketball on TV.
Right, yeah, I was in the same boat. We'll pull for our Hoosiers next year. Seems like I'm pretty happy with their recent hires. They got Dane Fife yesterday, too.
Yeah, that was huge. I think that's a big, big hire for them. I think the kids are obviously liking it too.
Or mm-hmm.
They're coming back out of the transfer portal and hopefully, like I said, I believe Woodson can get the job done. There's no doubt about it. But surrounding himself with the people he has so far has been an extra special thing. I think we're going to be in good shape.
I do too. All right, we've talked about the fun stuff. Let's part of all of this basically, Jason, is just this is progress, right?
It is. It's one of those things. Just to be honest with you guys, starting about the time I walked in the door yesterday till even after everyone went home from the department, that's all I did. Me and my two sign guys, we were out in different areas. Something would pop up, and we would hear about a truck going here, and we try to get some signs there to help out because, NDOT's, it's a 5-day process because of this intersection. I think we'll see things improve a little bit here after that's done, but whether it's 5 days or 40 days, we need to do what we can to try to assist. The truckers, obviously, they're driving big trucks, and, they don't always get notified of the thing, so it's not their fault, but, inside the city, we need to do what we can, and we spent 8 hours yesterday doing that, and still doing that, still trying to do some things at the jog area. I found out, there was areas at Jackson and Armstrong. We were returning guys back around that there was, they were coming off 421 to 38, take 38 into Antioch. Well, they don't even see a detour, because the detours for the state are at 47. They don't come that way if they don't, and there's no signage on those state roads anywhere between the detour and Frankfort.
Good point.
And, so we started finding, these situations. Why are these guys here? Because a lot of them, I think of the six vehicles that I turned around in 10 minutes at Jackson Armstrong yesterday, one of those was going to ConAgra. The other five were not even going to our city.
Mm-hmm.
They were just going through our city.
Right.
So, we put a detour sign there showing, going, if you're come up, we had them coming off of Walnut onto Main to Armstrong, and then they were crossing Jackson and getting down into the Van Buren and and East Street areas and getting caught and nowhere to go. You know, obviously the jog situation, I know I was with Chief Shoemaker for probably a good hour and a half yesterday, and he pulled over a couple semis saying, where are you going? I mean, did you not see the detour?
Right.
And people were driving all the way up to the jail and then having to reverse all the way back to Clay Street and try to go on Clay Street. They were turning east or south on Clay Street a couple times, which got them into the same area that, you know, these people were coming on Armstrong. They were getting in the same location as those where there's just no streets there for them to turn on. So we, you know, we did a little staggered detour. I called the state. I guess long story short is at 3 o'clock I met with Border Works and Mayor, Chief Shoemaker, my two sign guys were there, and we talked about, I called Melissa from NDOT and I said, hey, could you get me a couple signs that aren't there in there, as quick as possible, because we're having some difficulty at 38. And then I asked her, obviously, you know, State Road 28 is not my road. So anytime I do any kind of detour signage on that road, I have to get approval from NDOT. And so I called, you know, I said, is there any way that we could do a staggered detour at the jog to try to keep, I don't mind the cars going through there, but try to keep people going, semis going north on Hoke, because they can turn at Washington Avenue and come in. And in 5 days, maybe this won't be such a big issue when that is all complete down there. But, you know, but on the 12th, Washington Avenue is going to be closing.
Right.
So, so, you know, we need to make sure that that's, you know, and I'm being told that rain or shine, that that intersection will be done by Friday, is what I'm being told. So, you know, we're trying to take into consideration of Washington Avenue closing, but trying to keep the trucks off of Walnut, as they approach the intersection that's closed. And then at the same time, you know, you got them coming in on from northbound on Jackson Street, probably coming in from 39 North. They're coming down and they're hitting Clinton Street, and turning and going east, trying to get back onto 28, and they're turning at Hoke. They drove in somebody's yard yesterday. Whereas if they was to continue on Clinton Street, even though I don't want them on Clinton Street, if they would continue on Clinton Street to MASH, then they could have pulled out on the MASH, got 28 problem.
Right.
But they do what their GPS tells them.
Right.
And that's what we're running into. And, you know, I got a couple messages from Chief Shoemaker, that there's no signage at 29 and or what I call 29 and 28, but 421, 28 area, there's nothing there. So I'm not sure why that's the case, because that's a main state highway that those people are, those semis are going to take to come down 28, from Indianapolis.
Right.
So, you know, I just let him, gave him that gal's number again to try to see if we can get some things done out there. And then the other thing we ran into is coming in on southbound 39. I was going to take them. I think you guys had my local truck detour that I put in at Prairie and Greenlawn Road. That's working out perfect for our local guys. They're using that. They're staying off the, away from the intersection. They can use Greenlawn, Prairie, and Kelly to get east, or they can use Greenlawn to 39 to go south. That seems to be working out. Well, I was trying to bring those trucks that are trying to get to Lafayette that we were detouring around at Armstrong and Jackson to turn this and go the same way, just the opposite direction, if that makes sense. Going west off of 39 on the Greenlawn, taking Greenlawn down to Prairie, and then Prairie out to 28. You're around the detour at 38 or 39 28. So but the problem is there's no place to put a sign out there, and you can't put a sign in the ground unless you get a locate, which takes 72 hours. Well, by the time we get the locate done,
you're three-fourths of the way done.
Be open.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a all-day-long work, and it's probably going to happen in the same way today. You know, I think, you know, we ran into some coming that drove through our detour signs. There's a huge detour sign that points in the direction of Prairie Avenue as you approach Prairie Avenue there by Franklin Truck and Car, we put up, and people and truckers will just drive right by it. And I think a lot of it has to do with the GPS. And Scott pulled over a trucker going that way, going east, right there in front of Almost Good to Go on South Columbia. And they were, he's like, where are you going? Well, I'm going to Anderson. Well, did you not see the detour out at the interstate? You know, and so, you know,
wow.
They're seeing those, they're hitting that GPS, but they're not paying attention to those big orange signs, because to get to where he wanted to go, he would have had to go out a little bit out of his way to 47. But if he'd have taken Prairie, there's no problem turning anywhere. We have detour signs all the way down Prairie to Green Lawn. You can turn on Green Lawn, no problem. And you can get back on 39 South and go to 47, or you could go back north a little bit, hit Kelly Road, and take Kelly Road east with no problem to get to the east end of the city, which is where he was trying to go to Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think as a city, we're doing the best that we can to try to pick up the pieces that obviously NDOT didn't take care of. And I'm not dogging NDOT by any means, but I think it was a 5-day job. I think they, okay, we can get this done quickly. But, you know, just when Scott told me they didn't have anything at 29 and 28 a few minutes ago, that was pretty disturbing, because that's a very, very busy intersection coming from, you know, north to south, or mm-hmm. from obviously from Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be their, you know, if you have to get to the interstate, a lot of times they're going to bring you 421 down to 28, 28 out to the interstate, to go to Lafayette, to go anywhere west of us. And, there's no sign there. So, you know, we're hoping we can get a hold of Melissa and she can call their engineer, because Highway Safety Services, I'm sure you guys have seen those trucks all over town
mm-hmm.
many times. Those are the ones, that's the group that takes care of all the signage for all these
okay.
federal projects that I do, all these State Road 28 project. They're the ones that are doing that. And even Highway Safety Services said, a lot of times when NDOT does these large projects, on these short-term 5-day type things, they don't give us enough to do. They don't do enough to prepare for it. Because, you know, I saw them, and I pulled over out on 28 West yesterday and walked up to him and said, hey, is there anything you can help me with? And he's like, well, I can't do anything unless they tell me what to do. So, you know, so I tried to do everything in town on my own. I actually ordered 12 detour signs last Thursday, got those in yesterday afternoon, and I think all but maybe two of those signs have been put up yesterday. We've paid out of our own city budget,
mm-hmm.
To try to help the matter in town. I've gotten course calls from some constituents, you know, hey, there's a truck driving down Armstrong and he has no place to go. And like, okay. So the police, you know, and that's the other thing. Yesterday, the police department was very busy taking care of non-emergency things because mm-hmm. of the situation we were dealing with, which is not what we want our police department to be doing.
Right.
So, you know, I was trying to work with them, trying to work with Scott. Like I said, we met with Mayor at 3:00, talked to NDOT, tried to help some things out there, got some approvals to do some things. I don't know how well this staggered thing was going, because the only way you could do that and keep that open was to basically that turn lane. If you're going east on Walnut there at the jog, that turn lane, you'd have to leave that open so the cars could get through there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've probably had some semis slip through there. But you know, it says road closed. Scott put it on Facebook. We shared it all over Facebook. I think Annie put it on Twitter. We're trying to get the information out to people, you know, to let them know, hey, if you're going the jog and you're local traffic, you can shoot that way all you want. Go down to Clay Street, whatever you need to do. You just can't get through 2839. But we wanted to keep semis out of there because they were obviously getting down to Clay Street and having a really, really difficult time from that point on what to do.
Jason, we sure appreciate the heads up this morning and all your information you've been able to bring us. And, of course, give us a call anytime we need to know anything, all right?
Sure. And like I said, April 12th is when Washington Avenue will be closed down. That's when veterans are going to get in there and get their work done. And hopefully by the end of April milestone, I think we're looking at the 24th of April milestone, will be in there starting their work. And we are going to be, I'm not sure if Annie released this yet, but we are going to be going to one-side parking on East Jefferson Street and East Morrison Street because of bus routes having changed because of Washington Avenue. So between Catterlin and Clay on East Jefferson Street, you're only going to be able to park on the north side of the road. And between Sims and Clay, you're on East Morrison Street, you're going to be able to park on the north side of the road. And this is in hopes that, because if you park side by side on East Jefferson Street, a bus can't get through there.
Yeah, yeah.
So the bus garage called us, and the Board of Works approved it, and we're going to move forward with putting some police order signs on the south side of both of those roads. Because even though school's out in May, summer school will be going strong. Through the time we're working on Washington Avenue. So we obviously got to keep it as safe as we can for the kids. And there's bus stops all over the place right there in that area. So what used to be at Washington Avenue and Catterlin is now moved back to Jefferson and Catterlin.
Okay.
So that's it. But anything you guys need, like I said, we're trying to keep things going as smooth as we can and keep people off the streets that don't need to be on our city streets. And like I said, I think it's a joint effort from everyone, and hopefully we can get through these next 3 or 4 days without too much of a problem. So.
Jason, thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Take care.
Have a good day.
All right.